Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. I should probably turn my music down, though. Andy did that yesterday, so I don't feel so bad. Andy's not with me today. He's taking off. He's going, I don't know, camping or something. Something fun while we're all here on a fresh fit. Oh, Jennifer was just here. Fresh fit fun Friday. It's super, super casual day here at the IC, so we're having a lot of fun. Joining me in studio, I have another awesome guest. He's actually in town, so you get to hear him in studio rather than over the phone, which makes it even better. Reverend Brian Ketchelmeyer, pastor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Los Alamos, New Mexico. Welcome. Thanks. I forgot to turn your mic on. See? I got one segment right. Welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Well, it's great to be here.
Now, you're on KFUO quite a bit on issues, etc.
Yes.
So you're in the morning now. This is really special.
And also with Pastor Whedon.
And Pastor Whedon. That is true.
Word.
That
and
is
I'll
true.
Be on today.
It's like Ketchelmeyer Day on KFUO today. May or may not be a good thing. I don't know, depending on who's listening, maybe. So on those programs, I don't know how much you get to talk about you. So on the Coffee Hour, we like to tell people stories. So we're going to talk about you for the next 12 minutes.
Very good.
It'll
Very
be fun, good. I promise. So tell me your journey into this church, Redeemer Lutheran Church in Los Alamos, New Mexico.
Well, I was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, so you didn't have to go that far.
I'm a native New Mexican.
Awesome.
Right? Then I grew up in Los Alamos, which is north central New Mexico. This mm-hmm. is where the nuclear research laboratory is, Manhattan Project, atomic bomb.
Yeah.
So I was raised in Los Alamos. I went to high school there, mm-hmm. but I was Roman Catholic.
Oh, so this is a twisty turvy kind of journey.
Very much so.
Reader's Digest version.
Yeah. So I went to the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. That's where I met my wife. Of course, she wasn't my wife when I met her, but she was Southern Baptist. So we started attending Southern Baptist Church. I started listening to the preacher every week. He said that what they teach is true because they interpret the Bible literally. Then he did a sermon on the Lord's Supper and said, however, that's not literal. That's only symbolic. And that could have raised some red flags for me.
A little bit.
And so I changed my major to religious studies, and I was learning about history in particular. I was so enthralled with the Reformation history and trying to figure out what a Protestant is and looking back at the source with Martin Luther. And eventually we became members of an ELCA congregation in Albuquerque, and I was youth director there for about 3 years. I went ahead and bought my own Book of Concord. I started reading on my own, doing my own independent studies, and I wanted to become a confessional Lutheran. So we left and went to the Missouri Synod. Mm-hmm. But it's not that easy when you're on staff of an ELCA church to transfer and just leave. So I sent some letters around to Arizona, Colorado, Texas, saying, hey, I'm a ELCA youth director. I'd like to be in the Missouri Synod. And there was a congregation in Houston, Texas, Our Savior, with a pastor, Lawrence White, and they happened to be looking for a youth director. So we moved out to Houston, Texas, and I was a youth director in a Missouri Synod congregation there for about 3 years. And then I left and went to the seminary in Fort Wayne. I graduated in 2005, and then they sent me back to New Mexico.
As luck would have it.
Or as God's blessing would give. And we end up back in New Mexico to plant a mission. Mm-hmm. Now, there was a Missouri Synod church back in the 60s, 70s in Los Alamos, but it kind of went under. Mm-hmm. We had some members, Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod members, who were attending down in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which is about an hour away. Mm-hmm. But they wanted their own congregation in Los Alamos. And they called me to plant this mission, 2005. So in 2008, we became an independent congregation, a sister congregation of the Missouri Synod. And then in 2011, we built our own building. And so this is a small town, 18,000 people, that doesn't grow. Okay, so we did not receive a single penny from district or synod to do our mission plant. So everything was self-funding from the members of the congregation in Santa Fe.
Wow.
And it's still that way today. Mm-hmm. It's such a blessing to be there.
Yeah.
But it, totally different than what you usually think. Usually think of a big city, you're growing in a suburban area, and you kind of ride the wave of the growth of the population.
Yeah.
Well, this city doesn't grow. And so
totally different.
Small city, small congregation, and it is very unique because the main job, the main industry is the laboratory there.
Yeah.
And so we'll have people who are there at the lab for a while, and then maybe they'll retire and go back home to where they're from. Because not a lot of people are born and raised in Los Alamos, okay?
Right.
I mean, we get people from all over the country, from the East Coast, the West Coast, even from all over the world. I mean, you'll go into the grocery store in Los Alamos, and on one aisle they're speaking Chinese, and on the next aisle they're speaking Russian.
That's so cool.
It's strange. I mean,
forget where you are.
It's not. I mean, this is in New Mexico.
Right.
I mean, you would expect on one aisle they're speaking Spanish.
Sure.
I mean, but yeah, we have that too. Also, because being in New Mexico, it's a wonderful experience. So
yeah, that's awesome. So you're at Redeemer. You have this Redeemer Theological Academy. How are you, or what is it, and how are you able to use that to get the gospel out?
Well, what we're doing is, again, small community. And we tried to do a lecture series in town because I thought, hey, this would work. There's a lot of academic, intellectual minds there. We actually had an individual from Poland who was at the laboratory just for the summer, and he was coming to our lectures there in-house, right?
Yeah.
And then he moved back to Poland. He didn't even know what a Lutheran was, okay? So, and he's listening to the lectures on the Trinity, and he loved it. And he goes back to Poland, and then he was still listening to me online because we took these lectures, and then we started using them online. And kind of what we were doing in town didn't work as well as we had thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of just shifted more toward online in the radio. So it's on the local radio station in Los Alamos.
Oh, cool.
And so we have it on a couple of other radio stations, even internet radio stations. It's even broadcast in England on our sister church there in England, the Lutheran church there.
Wow.
So we use that to talk about who Jesus is and what Jesus does. But this isn't a mamby-pamby kind of just a wishy-washy type thing. I mean, we get into some very unique and specific doctrinal wonderful blessings that we have in the scriptures, Old Testament, New Testament. I spent about 3 years or so just lecturing on Isaiah on these podcasts. So,
yeah.
I mean, went through all 66 chapters of Isaiah.
Wow.
And it's all there on the internet. So I have people, I even have pastors who will come to me and they'll say, hey, I was doing a study on Isaiah, so I was listening to you tell me about Isaiah.
That's so cool, though, that you're able to do that. And before we're out of time, we got 3 minutes left. Oh, fastest 12 minutes of your life. Speaking of Isaiah, you have a new book coming out on Isaiah, Luther on Isaiah. Is that what that is?
It is Reading Isaiah with Luther.
Uh-huh.
So we're using all 66 chapters of Isaiah and then the two volumes of Luther's lectures and Luther's works. That's volume 16 and 17. Now, that's a lot to cover.
Yeah, in one book.
In one book. In my little book.
How big is this book?
It's under 84,000 words. So not a great big book.
Wow.
So what we zero in on is the conscience. Okay, this is what we're going to talk about, is the conscience in the book. Because Luther does this wonderful study on the conscience of Isaiah as he goes before the Lord in chapter 6. And he's terrified as he's standing before the judgment seat of God. And, of course, the Lord atones for his sin with that coal on his lip and gives him comfort in his conscience. God's not there to destroy him, but God is there for his good. And then we talk about King Ahaz, who's terrified and troubled in the things of the world. You get the northern kingdom coming and everything's going south real quick, and he's concerned and he's afraid, and Isaiah gives him the word, but he doesn't listen to that word of comfort. He wants a different kind of comfort. He wants the peace of the world. And then we also look at even King Hezekiah, when again now you have Hezekiah and the city of Jerusalem is under attack, and he's concerned and he says, well, what's going to happen? And he's going to Isaiah, and he does listen to this word of comfort. And then, of course, Martin Luther himself being troubled in his own conscience as a monk and hearing the wonderful word of peace, that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He's the King of the Conscience. He's the one who comes to assure us that for his work on the cross, his resurrection and ascension as the advocate, the one mediator between God and us, we actually now have favor with God, all because of the blood of Jesus. So he is assuring us not to fear, that he is there for us.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. And when is this book going to be out? Because you're still in the process of it?
It'll be released in September.
Okay.
So that's the release date.
Yeah.
I was just over at the Concordia Publishing House, the studio there to Ooh. Record some video lectures. So we're putting together this lecture series, about 10 to 15 minute lectures on each one of these chapters, talking about the book of Isaiah.
That sounds awesome. So it's going to be a multimedia experience. You got the book, you got the video lectures, and those will be available also from CPH in the fall?
Yes, in the fall. They'll launch that in the fall, and anybody can access these video lectures. And hopefully they'll look at these lectures, they'll learn about Isaiah, they'll want to know about Luther and Isaiah, they'll want to know about the book, and then they'll go even further and get the book too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and we might just have to have you back when those are out to talk about more of this. It's so cool. We can't cover it all in 12 minutes. Pastor Brian Kutchelmeyer, pastor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Los Alamos. I should know that. I took Spanish. Los Alamos, New Mexico. Thanks for joining me in studio today.
Great to be here.
And you can hear more with Pastor Kutchelmeyer on Thy Strong Word a little later today as well. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.